Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hillman. Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hillman, and you are listening to AIR. I'm very thankful that you are listening tonight. Tonight we have Lavendar, who is a wonderful psychic and an astrologer, a galactic master astrologer who has been helping many people figure out where they're from and how their purpose is on this planet. She does have a website called starseedhotline.com. She also has a radio show on Blog Talk that is Starseed Radio Academy, where she releases information about starseeds and what the Palladians are all about. So I want to bring Lavendar on right now. We've got so much to talk about. Hello, Lavendar. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, Jennifer, and I'm so excited that you've asked me to be on your show.
There's so many things that we could talk about with you. I do want to mention that you also have written two books, Quartz Crystal, The Celestial Point of View, and also 50 Questions and Answers, which is all about your discovery of the star markings, correct?
Well, no, the really has to do with basic questions that people want to know, and this was channeled by a being called Xylophon aboard the Antares Arcturus Midway station several years ago, and now it's on ebook on our website, so excellent. We're just now releasing it to the public.
Excellent. And you're really all about empowering the star seeds and a lot of the light workers and the walk-ins and a lot of the people who are really waking up right now wondering, okay, I'm getting all of this. What does it mean? So, okay, let's just start from the beginning. What is a starseed?
Starseeds are people that I think have come to the planet. Well, I know they've come to the planet to do a particular evolutionary genetic experiment. That's the way I look at when I find star seeds in a chart, and there are markings that I find in an astrological chart that show me a person that has star seed. I discovered this many, years ago, and have been tracking it for a very, very long time. And on my website, you can find the discovery of star marking codes on my website. It's quite a lengthy story, mm-hmm. but through this, I found that there are several experiments running simultaneously from different sections of our galaxy, and they have pinpointed Earth for these experiments to happen. And so I've been able to find the star seeds through astrological markings. However, when I meet star seeds and I don't have their chart, I seem to know them. There's something about a star seed that has... They have a different aura. They have a different rhythm to their frequency of voice. And I specialize in starseed walk-ins, light workers, indigos, and crystal children. That's what I specialize in. So if you want, would you like definitions of, like a walk-in?
That would be awesome.
Okay. Well, there are several kinds of walk-ins. There's a permanent walk-in, then there's temporary walk-ins. A permanent walk-in is a soul that takes on the full responsibility for the original occupant's body, as well as the cause and effects with regard to friends and loved ones of the departing soul. And this walk-in soul keeps a pact with the Galactic Council as to specific assignments on Earth. And this walk-in soul has divine protection, and to other becomes known, kind of like a lucky person. They can function on many levels of mind and perform extraordinary feats. And they relate to other walk-ins with ease when they meet, and they can recharge one another. And these souls quickly and easily respond to cosmic laws. And while they will not break human laws, they will simply refrain from involving themselves in civil matters. And once the mundane chores of life are dealt with, then their main goal is to help or assist with the frequency change of the Earth and its travel toward the fourth dimension. All the work and energy of a permanent walk-in is directed toward this goal, and all the goals and the agendas that are behind that, after the fourth dimension, then the other codes kick in. The DNA of the person. There's so many simultaneous, experiments happening at once. Now, a temporary walk-in, that's a soul who seeks a special assignment for short duration, like days, weeks, months, or even years. And the walk-in soul and the original occupant, they coexist with the same body using the same pineal and has been referred to by many as split personality. However, there are actually two personalities and not one split. And the agreement between the two souls is entered into willingly by commitment of a higher order. And the intent being right, the goal of a walk-in is to be of service to the evolution of the planet. So that gives you an idea of the permanent and temporary. And there's several, there's the catalyst walk-in, then there's the activating walk-in. There's so many different kinds of walk-ins.
Let me ask you a quick question. Would somebody know if they're a walk-in or not?
A lot of walk-ins know that they are. They know that they've entered. Some of them come with full consciousness. Others don't, but they've gradually learned to know that, they'll wake up in a body and they'll maybe be in bed with a spouse, and they turn over and go, "Oh my goodness, who is this?" And they'll go, "Okay, I'm here now." And they might have short, amnesia for a little bit, but eventually they'll kick in and they'll get into the rhythm of why they came. Last November, a lot of Pleiadians came to the planet as walk-ins on the planet. And for the last 6 months, they've been getting used to their bodies and their assignments. And so in May, when the Pleiadian lineup happened again, then mm-hmm. they went into another gear. So we have millions and millions of Pleiadian walk-ins that are ready to assist the people on the planet at this time.
Now, who would be a candidate for a walk-in, if that's a good way of saying, is it somebody before they came in, they had that agreement?
After a certain period
of time, somebody was going to come in and kind of take over the body, if it's one of the temporaries or even the permanent, and things would go that way?
Sometimes that works that way. Other times, say a person has missed their total assignment on the planet. They're not in the right location. They're not married to the people they said they'd be married to. They're completely off their chart. And say they have a car accident. And mm-hmm. while they're in the hospital or knocked out or whatever, then at that moment in time, the soul will simply step out and say, "Okay, I'm ready. You can have the body. Take me back to the ship. I want to regroup," so to speak. And that's happened several times.
Yes, I believe that's kind of like what happened to me. I did have and I knew there was a walk-in in me. And I said, "I'm sorry, the timing's off here," and they laughed. It was kind of interesting.
And the thing that I have noticed about political figures, people that are in power, people whose decisions affect millions of people.
Right.
I have seen so many walk-ins come and go within a matter of weeks or months. Like when I see Obama, I just see so many different walk-ins.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. At different times. And there are several other political figures that I personally deal with. And, mm-hmm. Sometimes when they call me on the phone, I don't know who I'm talking to. I have to just reacquaint myself sometimes.
Now, real quick, because a lot of people are also talking about the indigos and the crystals, can you tell Can you give a quick explanation on the differences between an indigo versus a crystal?
Well, the indigos are a certain kind of a DNA experiment. Okay, and they resonate to a certain agenda, and they all are star seeds. It's just a category, okay?
Right.
They're just another category of a star seed. But the indigos, they seem to have certain abilities that make them stand out, you know, a little different than the rest. You know, from a walk-in. However, I have seen an indigo, be a walk-in in starseed and crystal. They can have all of them.
Okay. Now, do you see right now there are more starseeds really coming forward and wondering what's going on?
Oh, absolutely. I've noticed how many websites are going up now, and people are really starting to gravitate toward one another and have conversations and talk about that they know that they're starseed. They just know it. And one of the things that happens in these Teton meetings, is this a good time to talk about the Teton meetings?
Sure.
Because in Wyoming, inside the mountain, two times a year, January 1 through 7 and July 1 through 7, is when a group comes together. And the people that come to the meetings, they're the Great White Brotherhood, the Guardians of the Diva Kingdoms, Starship Commanders of Intergalactic Federations, Ascended Masters of the Seven Sacred Cities, the Crystal Brotherhood of the Antares Arcturus Midway Station, and usually there's only six members of the Crystal Roundtable of the Starship Bethlehem, but this year there's 12 members of the Roundtable that are attending. Ascended Masters of all seven rays of initiation, and council members from Northern Shambhala. And they take turns, different Starship commanders take turns by being the person that, you know, is kind of in charge of the meeting. And this will happen for 7 days. And every 45 minutes, a new group comes in. And how this happens, you'll be laying in your bed, you'll be asleep, and they will come and they will take you, your soul, and they keep everything going in your body while you're gone. And they go inside the mountain with a little container that has you in it. They put you into a emerald computer, and holographically, you show up. And they have 144,000 there at all times. And instead of having a meeting where people stand up and speak like we're used to doing, no, what happens is, depending on your genetic makeup, depends on the information that you will get and what assignment and what agendas you have agreed to be involved with. And so in 45 minutes, a download will happen, like a little implant, a crystal implant will be given to you in frequency,
right.
And you'll come back with it. And then you'll wake up the next day, and you won't remember what happened. But all of a sudden, you have insight to so many things. And you'll jump out of bed, you know, real eager to get on with it. Or you'll lay in bed and go, I can't move. I mean, there's two ways that this happens. So all in all, though, you'll start about your work. The phone will start ringing. In a few days, you'll be taking a trip you weren't expected to take. And pretty soon, you'll be meeting other people that were at the meeting. I mean, that's kind of how it goes. So these meetings are taking place now, and the discussion that happened last night, when I say discussion, the implant of information that was given to most everyone that came was about the 14 generation experiments, which means, well, if you take 20 years back, that brings us back to about 1730. and that was at the time of the French-Indian War, colonization of the West. So all the souls that agreed to reincarnate back and back and back again, you know, for the last 14 generations, some would dip down and seed it. Others would go back aboard spacecraft, then come back down later. But we're at the end of the 14-generation experiment. And so that was a major part of the information that was given to us. Because the DNA in the body holds memory, and there are key codes in the DNA. And the planetary energies in your astrological chart, when transits happen, like new moon, full moon, you know, new moon is when you start new projects, full moon's when you finish them. But if you're starseed and if you're going to the Teton meetings and you're coming back with this information, you use the new moon and full moon in a whole different way. It's hooked up to a whole system of people simultaneously helping the planet and its people evolve in a 14-day period, for instance.
Awesome.
We call this the karmic board meetings. And today on my other show, I talked about the Galactic Secret Service. We do have that. When you're on an assignment and it affects large groups of people on the planet or the planet herself, they will send it to beings to walk with you through a particular, like if you have an appointment and you have to go walking into the White House, or you have to go to Congress, or you have to go to Wall Street, or, you know, something that's really big and major, they will send what I call the Galactic Secret Service. And these beings will clear the way, clear the energy path, clear the frequencies. And, I mean, I've been involved in some of these. It's probably the most awesome thing I have ever encountered, to be able to walk and be part of this energetic that will happen when they're walking with you, because they set up the energy fields in such a way that nothing can penetrate. Nothing. I mean, you simply are on it, and you go and do your job, and then when your job is over, of course you have to go home and lay down for a couple of days because it was so intense, but what I'm saying is they assign these galactic secret services, what I call them, to the, you know, and so those assignments were handed out last night. And more will be handed out tonight. And for the rest of the, you know, until July 7th. However, these meetings started 2 weeks earlier. And I noticed that Chaney was up at the Tetons and had to leave and go be in the hospital. So that was kind of an interesting energy move, I thought.
Right. And so the whole purpose of these Teton meetings basically is just to upgrade everybody?
Yes, and I'm glad you said upgrade, because that reminds me of a term, reset. A lot of people are having, you know, these electromagnetics that are on the planet now are erasing a lot of people's assignments, and then some of them, it's speeding them up and putting them in places where they shouldn't be, ahead of schedule. Yeah, so what's happening is that they're getting actually two reset buttons. When they come back, they're reset, and they're, you know, which helps with a lot of people on the planet that are being bombarded by cell phone towers, computers, HARP, you name it, it's happening, you know. So we have reset buttons, and this is an etheric crystalline implant structure that does reset your natural state to your rites of passage and why you came here in the first place. So that's pretty good news for a lot of people that have been wandering around going, I can't remember why I'm here, because after these meetings, maybe that it'll give them a jolt to where they'll have at least a temporary fix.
That's always good, and I have to say that there has been times this, and I literally would sit and go, okay, you know, I need to reset the button or something, because I'm just like numb. I feel very empty.
Yes.
And it's almost like things are speeding up so fast that I can't keep up with it. So I just kind of like shut down.
Right. And there's also discussion about some of the beings on the planet that are intentionally erasing some of the Pleiadian assignments. You know, there's some beings that are very malefic in their actions. And so we're being given, you know, new instructions on how to deal with some of the beings on the planet that act this way. And so I would also like to mention, for people that are listening tonight, whether they're on the telephone or on their computers, and if you live in the within driving distance of the Tetons, there's a place that you might want to check out. It's called the Nordic Inn in Alpine, Wyoming. And I understand there's a group from my radio show that's going there. Some people have actually bought airplane tickets and will be arriving. Some are driving. So there's going to be lots of different starseed that show up at the Nordic Inn in Alpine, Wyoming during this period of time. So I just wanted to announce that.
Awesome. Now, if somebody realizes that they have, they've been reset, is there any suggestions on how to handle, if they suddenly are just feeling empty, is there anything that they can do to help them through that time to get back their memories? Do they need to make an intention, kind of say, okay, guys, what's going on with their guides to get it redone? Any suggestions with that?
Yeah, there's two simple, and they're very simple, simple things that I tell people because they work. You know, keep it simple, stupid. You know, I really believe that. One is when you get in the shower, take a box of salt. Just dump it on your head and all over your body, and then stand away from the shower. And just for a minute or two, just let it kind of go, you know. Then rinse it off. Then go lay down in the bed and ask three times in a row whatever it is you're wanting to know. You have to really get your energy up and kind of demand, and you know, have your demand voice on. Don't have your humble voice on to where you go, oh, you know, poor me, I just don't know what to do. You know, get out of that. You have to raise your frequency in order for them to come and help you. It's a frequency modulation.
Well, Lavender, we have Chris on the line. I'm sure she's got questions. Are you open for questions from the audience already?
Yes. Whatever you feel like doing. Yes.
Sure. Chris, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am. Hi, Jennifer. Hi, Lavender.
Hey, what's going on? What's your question?
Okay. When you were talking about the Galactic Secret Service, I heard that they were actually angels.
Well, I guess you might, some people might say that because they wouldn't know any other thing to call them. Okay.
Is it
they're actually, you know, but most angels at this level are ET beings. Okay. They have a physical form in, you know, and they can become invisible. They have invisible shielding, and they live to be very old.
Okay. Now, if we go back a few millennia, on the continent of, when Moses was talking to the Pharaoh and was doing everything that God told him to do, and it was, like, impossible for any of us to conceive that he could do that. Was that Galactic Federation intercession, or was that the Holy Spirit and God Almighty?
That was the Starship Bethlehem.
The Starship Bethlehem.
Yes.
Okay. And I heard you say Bethlehem, so I thought of that.
Yes.
Are all humans starseed offsprings?
There's different degrees of starseed. There are beings that were here originally before the experiment started. A lot of people say that everyone on the planet is starseed. And I understand where they're coming from, but...
Right, it's logical to believe we're all stardust.
But there are certain genetics that have been placed here to do certain evolving things on the planet. and they hold consciousness different than others. That's the only way I can put it. Their level of comprehension and communication and their crystalline structure in their DNA is different.
Now, when I'm not able to move and I can't get out of bed, and I mean I literally cannot move, Jen says that's because I've been downloading.
Very true. Could be. I've been can't move for days at a time. Yes, I know all about that.
I mean, my legs feel like liquid lead if they won't move.
Yes, I know. But then after the download, you know, then you go into motion and do what you need to be doing.
Right, and then you start to think you're bipolar.
You know, and that's okay, too. That's okay, too.
Because,
you know, bipolar is a term that's is thrown around a lot, and I know a lot of starseed that and walk-ins that have been put in institutions and mm-hmm. been called bipolar. Mm-hmm. And I wish that, you know, I had the keys to go unlock them and turn them all loose. I really do, because they shouldn't be locked up because they've had experiences aboard a spaceship, or they've talked to aliens, or they've had these special things happen to them. That
or they're
people,
showing their. Well, right. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but
that's
a
right.
lot of people also are like geniuses that people want to control. So.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And speaking of genius, I just want to bring up something. When I was investigating and finding out about these starseeds, I was in Fort Lauderdale, and I was standing in front of a fax machine. This was many years ago when the fax was very popular. And I was receiving an 83-page fax on the Nobel Peace Prize winners. And at that time, I was working on a project with the actor Dennis Weaver, and we were getting ready to do a documentary on them. And the phone rings, and this girl invites me to a lecture that night, and she said, there's going to be an astrologer talking about the Nobel Peace Prize winners, and we want you to come. And I'm standing there looking at the facts. I'm hearing what she's saying on the phone. I'm going, oh, this is just, this. I've got to go. And I said, yeah, I'll be there. So I go, and the man talks about how he has found genius in a chart. So after the lecture, I go up to him and I said, look, I've got this theory that there's 25, 26, 27 degrees in a person's chart, and this shows starseed. Genius. And I said, how far do you live from here? And he said, I live in Miami. I said, well, I'm going to follow you home. If you don't mind, I want to see these charts. We set up for the entire night, and I looked at these charts. Now, this blew my mind. 95% of over 400 charts, they were born with the markings, they received the honor with the markings, and they died with the markings. I knew then that starseed were part of the genius that was happening on the planet, and that genius was part of the starseed, but they were a combination. And that's when I had to go back to Georgia and lay down in the forest and just look up at the sky. I said, oh, this is so big, I don't know. I don't know if I should even be, you know, dealing with this, because I knew this was going to take me into a whole nother realm. And, of course, it did. And I got over it, and, of course, I'm doing the work now. But, you know, there's been times when things like this happened where it was so big that I just threw up my hands and said, I quit. It's too big. But I'm settled in now, and I really understand that with genius, every genius I've ever met has these markings. No doubt about it. If there's a genius and high in IQ and someone that's inventors like these Tesla kids, I can't tell you how many Tesla kids have just shown up, you know, on my doorstep, literally, because I lived in a cabin in Cripple Creek where, you know, Tesla caught lightning in a jar, so they started knocking on my door. That's how they found me. But
right.
all of them had, you know, these markings.
Now,
25, go ahead.
25, 26, and 27, correct? Does it matter where
any sign,
in their chart?
Any sign. All 12 signs have 25, 26, 27 degrees in a chart.
Now, does it matter if it's in their sun, their moon, any of the planets?
Yeah. What? whatever the planet is, denotes where the destiny mark is for the star seed. And like the other day, I had one where, you know, there was a combination of like six or seven star seed markings in this person's mm-hmm. chart, and you know, they were just hit all over the place. They, you know, and at times couldn't function, and you know, had been diagnosed bipolar, of course, and were genius. So, yeah. But the 25, 26, 27, it can be a house cusp. Also, on the, you know, if you know astrology, it can be a house cusp.
Excellent. Chris, do you have any other questions or comments?
Well, I have all the symptoms of a starseed person, but I do not have the 25 degrees.
25, 26, or 7 in her chart.
Well, I've also found some other markings. There's a 9 degree and there's a 12 degree that I've been tracking. Just because you don't have the 25, 26, 27 doesn't mean that you're not. It's just one way of tracking the DNA experiments. Okay.
The other thing is, if I am a starseed, I'm going to be a starseed from the Bethlehemship because I'm a Christian. Is it safe to say that Christians are from the starship Bethlehem?
Of course.
Okay. And I am a person that wants to know, and I get very frustrated, and I really want to know why, and I want to know how. And Jen reminded me, and I always like to know now. So I'm always asking questions.
That's good.
That create
always
more
ask questions. Absolutely.
That create even more questions. What is your website again?
My website is www.starseedhotline.com.
Starseedhotline.com.
Uh-huh. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, be sure to read the Discovery of Star Markings on the website, the full story. It will give you a whole different... In fact, a lot of people tell me that when they read it, that certain codes go off in their systems and they have more understanding about mm-hmm. themselves, even by just reading the information.
And Chris, so, I'm looking at your chart, and you have 12 degrees in your Uranus and in your North Node.
Does that explain why I have neck and back pain and why my joints hurt and why I don't like light, why I'm a moon person and not a sun person?
No, actually, that would say, no, that says that's the mark of the galactic healer.
Okay.
That's 12 degrees, I find, is the energetic that when other people come around you, you have a calming effect on them. When you walk into a room or when you're standing in the grocery line, you know, and you're a person that other people look to for energy, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do. That's why when I was in school, everybody said I was going to be a nurse or a teacher. And all I said is I wanted to be a mommy. That was my goal. That was my ambition when I was a child. What do you want to be when you grow up? A mommy. I became one very young.
Well, that was a program that was placed in you, and you followed it. No, it was a program. Mm-hmm.
So all my girlfriends who are not, where their children are in grade school, my grandchildren are in grade school, you know, stuff like
okay.
that. It's kind of fun. But, yeah, I go through the list of what the signs are, and I'm like, yep, yep, yep. And I was definitely unexpected. I was born illegitimate. I was the firstborn surprise. So, and adopted. So.
I find a lot of adopted children have starseed markings. It's one way for the experiment to go forward, to be adopted.
So now when you said go into the shower with your salt
yeah.
and take your salt shower, and then you have to ask three
You lay
times.
Down and you, instead of, you know, when you lay down, you know, The first thing you do is, I am ready to receive, I'm ready to receive, I'm ready to receive. Here is my request, here is my request, here is my request. Say everything three times. And then what your request is, say it three times and get your energy up.
Wait, this just sounds so much like Dorothy and the Ruby Slippers.
Well, you know what? There's
no
something to
like
that, isn't there?
No place like home.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
That was a code, wasn't it?
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it is. Yeah, it was. Well, I'm sure people are gnawing at the jaws and going, oh, no, Chris called in. So I'm not going to hog the call up. I called in early so I would leave the lines open for everybody else. And I do. I have so many questions. I could talk to you till midnight.
Okay. Nice talking to you, Chris.
Pacific Standard Time, midnight.
Okay.
Are you on Facebook?
No, I'm not. I'm just on www.starseedhotline.com.
All right. Jennifer, again, thank you for bringing on the bestest of the bestest. Your show.
Hey, only the best is what I have around, so.
Okay.
Thank you for saying that, Chris.
Night.
Now, I do want to give a testimonial for you at this time, because I did have one of your many readings about the starseed, and it was a wonderful, very informative. So I do highly recommend that you go onto the website and check it out and get a reading. Wonderful information, and it did kind of like totally resonate. Everything she said to me made perfect sense. So do want to recommend that you go ahead and check it out.
And also, I'd like to say that when you give me your birth information on the website, there's a place for you to order it. That I will email you your star charts, your natal and your progressed, and then you send me your phone number, and then I call you on Skype, and when we have our discussion, if it's a landline or on Skype, either one. Cell phones don't work too well, but I really prefer landlines. But I record this, and I'll send it to you in an MP3 file so that you can hear it later. Because I will have you take the chart, and I'll say, you know, look at the first house, see that planet, circle it. That's a star marking. So by the time we get through, you'll have your chart. You'll have circled these planets with these star seed markings. And then you can hear back your MP3 file to really, you know, understand what I said. Because sometimes when we're talking, you're trying to take notes. You're not really paying attention. But with a recording, you don't have to worry about taking notes. So that's kind of how it works.
Excellent. It really is. I had heard a long time ago that I was starseed, got confirmation, and some interesting other information in the process. So I just know me and Lavender will be working together in other ways down the line, and I look forward to it. But with the starseed and all the energy shifting and anything, what do you think is some things that star seeds and light workers and walk-ins, do you see more of a community coming together to kind of like...
Yeah, in different places. I certainly do.
And do you see it for different purposes or just basically overall just healing the planet?
I think there's going to be different pockets. And, you know, when you look at places like Sedona... in Santa Fe, 20 years ago, I noticed that the people that were drawn to those two, in Las Vegas, Nevada, okay, those three places, mm-hmm. I noticed the advancement in the consciousness of the people, their eating habits, their sleeping habits, meditation, different, you know, they were going into esoteric fields. Way ahead of the, you know, some of the other towns around there. And these were little pockets of experiments that I was noticing that were happening. And of course, the Pleiadians really had quite a lot to do with those three places that I just named.
Another place actually Tucson. Many people have been drawn here, and there is a vortex here that actually is increasing in strength.
And Ruidoso, New Mexico also.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And it's very interesting, and I'm noticing in different areas, different kind of people. It's like in Santa Fe, there are so many shamanic focused people going to Santa Fe.
Yes. Yes.
And really becoming one with the earth and really going back to those very basic principles of healing and understanding, and it's awesome.
Right.
So it's like I'm getting more healers basically in the Sedona and also a little bit of a mix everywhere in Tucson. And Ruidoso is just very interesting how there are little pockets.
I told you, Jennifer, who heals the healer? Okay, you do. You're one of those people that you heal the healers. Absolutely.
And I enjoy it. I have fun. I really enjoy everything I do. It's something that you mentioned is at times you have to get on that demanding voice when things are, and you really do, because once you really say, okay, enough of this, this is what I'm looking for, please give it to me now, it's like, oh, she really means it this time. So right now I'm getting so strongly that I'm the co-creator, and they really want to know what I need to complete this.
Right.
And I really need to let them know what I need. So I can't emphasize, it's great to pray and ask and all that, but you also need to ask in a kind of commanding or demanding way, not a whiny way, but with a really some power and energy behind it, because then they'll take you really serious, and it helps manifest that you're serious. This is what you're manifesting, and this is what you need. You know you need this, so it's a really good time to really hone your strength and inner strength within you, and just say, okay, you want this? This is what I need, and I need it now.
There's another energetic, when I've seen people try to pull this off, they'll go lay down, and they have this do-me attitude.
Right.
Do-me. Well, if you go into that frequency, it's like, well, whatever the universe wants to bring me, just do me. Well, that is where you get in so much trouble. You have to be really specific with what you're asking, especially if you're a conscious being activating your DNA, activating all of your angels around you, all your protectors, and some of the, think of the internet. What if you're part of an internet with other starseed? And once you get activated, you start activating others. Because, of course, that does happen.
It's a boomerang situation.
Oh, yeah. And now that we have the internet and we can actually manifest conversations across the world, it's really growing very, very fast. I have a lot of clients in foreign countries, in England, Canada, Croatia, South Africa, Japan. And they're all resonating to the starseed information. It's happening all over the world.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm now meeting a lot of people in Romania and Belgium, France. The UK is huge.
Right.
So it's just Spain, Argentina, and it's just really becoming very global. The people that I'm running into, that instant resonance. I mean, it's just very strong connection instantly. And doing what we need to do, and it's a lot of fun, and it really makes what you're saying so much sense, why all of a sudden it's like, if you got a question and you're wondering why this person's in your life, you really don't have to question once you understand what your purpose is. If you're a starseed, if you're a walk-in, if you're, you know, a light worker, indigo, crystal, whatever, once you figure out those pieces falling in, and I'm finding now that if you ask, okay, who am I, what am I doing here, you'll get the answers. You just need to be very aware of what they're telling you and guiding you to do.
And the two things I look for, find your natural state. You know, if you're a natural baseball player, you know, be the best baseball player you can be. If you're an educator, mm-hmm. What's your natural state? Don't try to be something you're not. And what are your rites of passage? Find out. You know, find out those two, if you find out those two things, you know, I can guarantee that your life is going to be navigating in a starseed way.
Okay, let's go over something real quick. Rites of passage. What do you mean by that? And how do you discover what yours are?
Okay, when I look at a chart, I look at energetics of, you know, of the planets, and those combinations tell me, I can, you know, look at it and say, oh, this person has mastership in, say, an art, and they've been in other lifetimes very accomplished with painting. So that would be rites of passage in this lifetime. Because they've already done it.
Okay.
Say a person has buried scrolls in the ground. Well, they have rites of passage to go get them. See what I'm saying?
Excellent. Right. So if you were to remember your past life, that's kind of like understanding your rites of passage that you've gone through. Is that a good way of thinking of it?
Well, yeah. Yeah, sometimes, but you know, when you think about how many different lifetimes you've had, wow,
right?
You know, being the thousands. So, what you need to pinpoint is what have you accomplished, what have you mastered already that you've brought with you, and that you can use now. That you can use now. Not something you can't use,
right?
You know? So, and that's what I look for in a chart. Those are the two things that I really try to help people with is their natural state and their rites of passage. Because those two things, once they click, then it really helps the person to go forward with their mission on the planet. And there's two markings I find in a chart that says what they came in with and what they're here to do. And those... And especially if they're 26 degrees. You know, I've been finding those all week. I couldn't believe it. It's like somebody opened the floodgates on these two markings in a chart. It's the north and south node. And it's like, whoa, look at all these people calling me, and they've got these 26-degree, you know, north and south nodes of Gemini and you know, in Sagittarius or, you know, Aquarius. I mean, it's just been crazy this week. It's like the call went out and just people started, you know, showing up. And that's just the way it happens.
Yes, it usually does. For example, you mentioned for me communication is something that I definitely will be and have been doing. Would that be like a rite of passage or is that just part of my purpose and what I'm supposed to be doing?
Well, all three because it's your natural state. It's your rites of passage. And it's your destiny. See? It all works together. Okay?
Excellent. Now, we have actually only 5 minutes to go, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
It goes really
fast.
It's
gone fast, hasn't it? Yeah.
Yes, it really does. So, what would you like to emphasize or say that you feel people really, what's the most important message that you can let people know? In the next, like, 3 or 4 minutes?
I think that this is probably the most exciting time to be alive on this planet. Although we're going to witness some horrific things, we're going to see lots of people leave the planet through disasters. We're going to see a lot of earth changes. But we're also going to see some great kids be born on the planet. Some that were born 20 years ago are going to start rising up now, and you're going to see the consciousness of the planet take a whole different hue. You know, some of these 20-year-olds, 20 to 25-year-old kids that are here, they're the ones that are going to step up and start sounding off about what they want their world to be. And I think it's a very exciting time to see some of these people that were born back in the 80s, you know, step mm-hmm. forward. And I feel very honored and privileged to be part of it now. And the things that I wrote about all those, you know, all these many years that I put in the vault, basically mm-hmm. most of this information is really for that generation, because they have the consciousness to understand how all of these experiments really work. And it's for them that I'm really coming out now and laying down the groundwork for the starseed walk-ins, light workers, indigos, and crystal beings on the planet.
Awesome. So the website has a lot of this information. Are you coming out with a new book soon?
Well, my quartz crystal book, you know, it's in hardback, but I only have like 30 copies left. So we've decided to make an e-book out of it, and that'll probably be the next book that's on there. But we do have an e-book called 50 Questions and Answers, and then we have the quartz crystal book, which, you know, it's very, very condensed, and it came at a time that the crystal revolution happened in the early 80s. In fact, I found out that I was one of four people that wrote at the same period of time in that 14-day period. Three other people were writing the other portions of quartz crystals while I was writing this one. But it's going to be available on ebook pretty soon.
Excellent. So we have covered so much information in a very short time. Yes, it is very much an exciting time. So if people are feeling the need to contact you, really the best way is on your website.
Yes, it is.
Get the starseed reading and contact you. Are you going to be teaching any classes?
Not at this time, although I've had an invitation to go to Las Vegas to do maybe a mini workshop. I've also been approached to maybe put together a starseed cruise, you know, like a 7-day cruise to the Mexican Riviera. And people that have star markings in their charts, those are the people that will be invited to the cruise. So we're talking about those different kinds of things, yeah.
Excellent. Now, let's talk real quick about your radio show that is on Block Talk Radio. What day is it on? And
we have different days. We don't have a certain day. Arielle, who's my dear friend and who's been with me for a very long time, she'll just call me up and say, okay, I think we should do a radio show on Tuesday. Or she'll say Saturday. And we don't have a day and time. It's just kind of that's the way it is right now. I guess sooner or later we'll have a set time so people will be able to know, you know, the day and time that they can always come on our show. But right now, on our website, there'll be announcements of when the radio show will be, and I'm going to start releasing more and more information out of the vault. Every time I get on the radio show, I do release new information that comes out of the vault. Right now, the last two have been on the Teton meetings.
Right, and the Teton meetings are now on the way through the 7th. So if anybody out there is getting any vibe on that, you can understand what's going on. If you feel, right, when you wake up in the morning and you feel a little out of it, you're just realigning and upgrading at the same time.
Also, I'd like to, my email address is Lavendar, LAVANDAR, at starseedhotline.com.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. So with that, Lavendar, I thank you very much. This was a last-minute invitation, and I'm so very glad you were able to be on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's really a blessing to meet you and connect with you once again. I know we've connected before.
Yes.
And again, it is starseedhotline.com is a website. Mm-hmm. Check it out. Great. Lots of good information.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And with this is Jennifer Hellman saying, with each breath of air, We hope you gain new insights and information. Until next time, many blessings and good night.